from James Driscoll in the Mindway at gmail.com. Date, Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, 5:48 p.m. Subject, is housing application good for all of Southern California? 2. Adirondi at timeforchangefoundation.org. I realize that your offices for the Southern California service area is in San Bernardino. I too currently live in San Bernardino. I completed the Southern California Housing Assistance application to my best ability with expansive relevant answers. This being an older gay American male age 59 with an HIV and mental health disability. I am seeking housing options in my own permanent placement housing. I am not interested in sheltered or transitional housing. I'm already in such housing option as I wrote on the application text submission. It is the to move up and beyond the type of housing I am currently reside in. I have lived here over a year and proven my stability in housing placement. Thank you. Martin Driscoll, 462 San Felipe Road, San Bernardino, California, 92408. A room and board care housing option for 12 adults. 3 beds to a room and 4 bedrooms total. Rather insulting that I can't get beyond the stigma of being a targeted individual of gangs talking. Ask Meta.ai, what is gangs talking? Gangs talking, also known as group stalking or community stalking, refers to a situation where a person is systematically stalked, harassed and intimidated by a group of individuals. The stalking can take many forms, including surveillance, the target is constantly watched, followed or monitored. Harassment, the target is subjected to verbal abuse, threats or intimidation. Sabotage, the target's property, relationships or daily life are disrupted or damaged. Psychological manipulation, the target is subjected to mind games, gaslighting or emotional manipulation. Gangs talking can be perpetrated by various groups, including organized crime groups, using intimidation and harassment to control or exploit individuals. Community vigilantes, taking the law into their own hands to punish or control perceived wrongdoers. Government agencies, conducting secret surveillance or harassment operations, allegedly for national security or law enforcement purposes. Online groups or forums, coordinating harassment campaigns against individuals. The motivations behind gangs talking vary widely and can include revenge, control, intimidation or psychological experimentation. If you or someone you know is experiencing gangs talking, document incidents, report to authorities, and seek support from professionals, such as law enforcement, legal experts or mental health counselors. The San Bernardino Police Department allows gangs talking. I'm trapped in my very hometown as this condition of gangs talking has severely affected my life. https://www.reddit.com/for/stalking/comment/i98/sin_bernardino_police_department_allows_gangs/rdt=38520. Read more at the above link. Here is an introduction. /stalking. 3 year. Ago. Buttleses. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof. 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk officers. Sad. Sort by. Best. Comment section. Small bullet. 3 why ago. Small bullet. Well, San Bernardino PD doesn't have authority over the CIA or FBI. You're being investigated and provoked. Sometimes, people do things that get them into a little bit of trouble, But then there's much more powerful people who want you to get yourself in much more trouble, so they can really punish you, or get rid of you, no questions asked. The media gets a scare story out of it, and the status quo is maintained another day. All officials at high enough levels are aware of this, including police departments, save the low-level officers who just take their orders, and know enough to only deliver vague information directly from superiors. Basically, you're not exposing this to anyone who can immediately do anything about it, and even if they could, they probably aren't interested in doing so. Unfortunately, it's just a bunch of other powerless people in the exact same boat listening, including me. I know how much it sucks, and I'm sorry this is our lives, but don't let them take your dignity, or your sanity, and forgive them. Think of being so scared of other people that you need to tease them like a middle school child, as you hide behind conspiracy-level surveillance systems, and billions of dollars in weapons and infrastructure, probably just because someone typed the wrong thing into their Google search bar. Again, I'm really sorry, I don't really know what to do either but keep getting through days, and enjoying what I can as a recluse. Dash. As long as I reside in San Bernardino, this field of cause and effect gangs over me. Written in 2007 by mental health advocacy letter from Dr. Howard Newsom Footal AIDS Project San Bernardino attached, concludes this introduction. Dash. Should gang stalking return with the type of vigor it is affecting me, past, present, into future, I need to be living in a community of policing resources that can intake the facts and provide law enforcement of a crime that is happening to me and others. https://www.mylawquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.html/media-subjects#google_vignette Criminal fact checked. What is gang stalking? Margaret Lippman. By Margaret Lippman. Updated, June 4th, 2024. Views, 84,233. Gang stalking, a term that describes the orchestrated harassment and intimidation by a collective against an individual or smaller group, is a disturbing phenomenon with real-world implications. According to the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, stalking affects 6-7.5 million people in the US each year, with the subset potentially experiencing the group-based tactics characteristic of gang stalking. While comprehensive statistics on gang stalking specifically are elusive, its impact can be profound, leading to severe psychological distress. Laws vary by jurisdiction, with some states classifying gang stalking as a felony, reflecting its seriousness. Understanding what gang stalking is crucial for recognizing its signs and providing support to those affected. The number of people involved in the gang varies. Individuals might receive gang intimidation from a handful of people in a work environment, or they may be targeted by an entire community. Victims relaying claims of gang stalking perceive the attackers as well-organized groups of people, who not only communicate with one another in a certain location, but also pursue the target and other areas by means of extensive contacts. Leaders generally enlist the aid of other individuals in the gang by various methods, which typically include providing false information about the victim, manipulating potential members, or employing those with similar criminal backgrounds. Read more at link. https://www.mylawquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.html/media-subjects#google_vignette Thank you for reading. I am an ongoing victim of a crime. What has happened is not right.